If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Masters of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
Is the 144,000 Jews in Revelation, are they supposed to be just in Israel or throughout the entire world?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure how to answer that. That's a really good question. I always assumed it was just in Israel, as they're preaching and teaching in Israel. I've never been asked that question that I can remember. Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard a number of those who were sealed. 144,000 from every tribe of Israel. So the bond servants are the 144,000. I'm looking through the text while I'm talking. I don't see anything that necessitates it only being in Israel. That's a good question, man.
Number five.
What's the phrase, not to use the Lord's name in vain, mean?
The Lord's name represents Him. He is the I Am. Jesus is I Am in flesh. And you're to be holy, for I am holy. And God, and there's reverence to God. The Jews understood what it meant, that you would not use any title of God or the name of God unless it was in reverence, period. So He was so holy and so vast and so righteous that His name, which doesn't mean Bob, it means Yahweh, Lord, you know, the King, the Holy One. All these titles would always be used in a reverential and respectful manner to God. And so using His name in vain would be anything that did not do that.
Number four.
We have members in our church that when they pray, they use the word God 20, 30 times in one prayer. It would be like me talking to you saying, you know, Matt, I have a question for you, Matt.
I know what it is.
And you know, Matt, yesterday, Matt, the other day. Yeah. And I sit there and I think, I say, is this using the Lord's name in vain?
When people are praying and they pray that way and they use His name constantly, Lord, over and over and over, I don't say anything about it. I don't worry about it. It's not a concern. And the reason is because they're in prayer to God and they're saying His name over and over. I don't see it as being anything vain. They're addressing Him. They're calling on Him over and over. I don't have any problem with that.
Number three.
Is Satan currently inhabiting hell?
No. Yeah, the final judgment hasn't happened yet. And so He's not been cast into that and outer darkness and all of that stuff. Not yet. Okay.
Right, but I thought the lake of fire is where the devil and his angels go. Hell is something different because if you read, it says that death, the grave, and soul go into the lake of fire. So hell has got to be different for humans.
Yeah, well, everybody goes there. The demonic forces, the bad people who haven't trusted in Christ, and the like. So they're going to end up there.
Number two.
You're talking about the deity of Christ. And when I understand essential means if you do not believe it, you are accursed and cannot achieve salvation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So a person must believe that Jesus Christ is God. Now, can you defend that where it states in the Bible that one must believe that in order to be saved?
Jesus says, unless you believe that I am, you'll die in your sins, John 8:24. In John 8:58, He says, before Abraham was, I am, and pick up stone to throw at him. The next mentioning of stoning is in John 10:32-34. I and the Father are one. They pick up stones again to throw at him. They said, many good works in the Father I've shown you. For which of these are you stoning me? We're not stoning you for a good work, but for you being a man and make yourself out to be God. The Pharisees misunderstood that Jesus Christ was claiming to be God. The only places you can go to for that are where you claim the divine name, where he says before Abraham was, I am, and they're not sure exactly what's going on with that, because he's saying, wait a minute, ego me. It didn't say ego me ha'on, which is the Septuagint translation of Exodus 3:14 from the Greek. He says, I am the being one, but still, the Greek is equivalent to I am. They're curious. They're not sure, because what he's talking about is being the Messiah to some degree inside of that. And then he moves on and says, before Abraham was, I am. Now he's being clear. So Jesus says, unless you believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. And we know that that isn't essential. Now, some translations have the word he in the italics. And I don't translate it that way, because it doesn't say he, autos. It says ego eimi, present active indicative first person singular, which means I am. That's all it is. And there's no he. And so I don't believe the he is, it should even be in italics. I think people are, they inserted a little bit. So I just read it for what the Greek actually literally says. So when he says in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am, they know he's claiming to be God. That's what's going on. If you deny Jesus Christ as God in flesh, you can't be a Christian. Okay?
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye. Why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.